Blog Talk Radio.
Back again, and I hope that there is sound now. Let's go to some of our callers and see if we can't connect with our callers. 817, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, 817, who am I speaking with?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Crystal, could you hear anything at the beginning of the show?
No, not at all.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what happened there, but never mind.
But the other shows, I couldn't hear either.
Oh, really?
I checked the other shows to see if it was with Blog Talk, and I didn't hear anything in other shows either. So,
well, thank you so much. I don't feel so so put upon or like it's
yeah.
only me.
No, it's not only you. I hung up and called back, and I checked on Blog Talk the other shows just to see, and I didn't hear anything on their shows either. So.
Oh, so I shouldn't feel so bad.
No, ma'am. No, not at all.
Okay. There you go. Crystal, where are you calling from?
Texas.
You're calling from Texas. So how have you been these past months or so? Any concern, any questions with you?
Yeah, I did call in because I had a question, and I had just recently reconnected with a person, and I wanted to know why, because it seems intense and really fast, and I said, there's a reason why, you know, I just felt that way, and I wanted to know the intentions of that person. They seem genuine, but yet off a little bit.
Okay. Well, the way that I usually do my show is, I usually read out the readout that the posse of angels want me to read first, and then I take
okay.
the calls. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just encapsulate a little bit, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to read the readout so that people. Your question is exactly what I'm going to be talking, bringing forth from the posse of angels today, because
okay.
it's the the topic of today is, so did you pass your test? And this has been a test for you. This has been a test for you, Crystal. This is going to, and this has been a test to see just how much you will honor yourself, to see just how much you've grown, just how much you you will compromise and you will settle for something less than you so richly and divinely deserve. And so that's why so many people are coming back into our lives, and to see, to really show us just how far we've come. Because, you know, he came back into your life and he came back in really strong, and there's something that's a little bit off there. Whereas before, you may not have picked it up, but now that you're so clear on the intentions of how you want to be treated, of how you want to be honored, at you know, how you do not want to compromise and settle yourself anymore, that you're picking this up.
Yes, exactly.
And remember, there's only what Crystal desires. Nothing else matters. Okay? You know, a lot of people don't speak up for themselves. They don't communicate. They stop themselves from being truthful and all of those other things because they don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings. But truly, you know, what you do, if another person is whole and complete in of themselves, what you do cannot impact them in any way.
Right.
So that's really, really important to remember. The first card that comes out to you is the Hermit card, and that this tells me that you are the spiritual teacher. You really have cleared and cleansed so much, Crystal, and these tests, these people that or person that you've brought back to yourself are just showing you in that light. This is really, really important thing for you to know, and they want you to pat yourself on the back because you sure have leaped hurdles and bounds when it comes to your spiritual growth, and this is just another example that's coming up in your line. The Queen of Cups comes up next. She is the most intuitive out of all the queens. She sure is. And it's saying follow your intuition with this gentleman. And love, forgive, bring light to the situation, but you don't have to deplete yourself in any way to be loved, to be with somebody, and to know that there is only what you desire. And the next card is beautiful card that comes out for you, which is the Empress. And the Empress comes out when you are grounding all of your spiritual knowledge, which the Hermit shows me, which you've learned, and you're grounding it into physical incarnation. And this is the perfect living of duality. So I would say that you have shown that you have stepped into your divine eternal nature and that you are truly living that heaven on earth duality. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it was helpful. It was just startled because I spoke to you before and you said that you saw a marriage coming. And I was like, no, I don't know, you know. And then that person showed up very strong. At the same time you said, you know, and I kind of got nervous because some of the things he was saying to me was true about myself, but it wasn't in that, you know, the way it was delivered was kind of negative. And I said, you could deliver the message, but it doesn't need to be wrapped in negativity for me to hear you, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, so, and really what he was saying about me wasn't negative. It was just my growth. Things I said, I look at those things that I have to grow through it and change it, and I'm working on it. I'm aware of it. I'm not running from you, you know, not acknowledging it. I acknowledge that it's there, and I'm working on it. So,
well, You know what? It's also important, if marriage is coming up for you, it's important to know what you don't want as important as what you do want. And a lot
yes.
of times, as a lot of times we have to, you know, bring contrast to ourselves to say, okay, the former me would have compromised and settled for less, but now there is no settling because I know in my heart that there is only what I desire.
Right.
And thank yourself and pat yourself in the back for stepping up into that that goddess role that you're wearing now. So, as
thank
I said,
you.
I hope that's been helpful for you, Crystal.
Yes. Thank you so much. God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Now, I see that we have several callers still hanging on the line. I'm going to read out the channel from the Posse of Angels. Please do hold on the line. I will take your calls in this order, 360, then 646, then 858, after I read out the channel. So do hang on. Now, the Posse of Angels is hearing many of your collective comments as you're thinking, test? What test? As they're calling this topic of the day, so, did you pass your test? It was a test to see if you are truly ready to step on the path and move forward to your new beginnings. If you are in human form, you can be assured that each and every one of us submitted our application to be tested over and over again, with the sitting of the final exam having occurred over the past few months. Still do not think that you are being tested? Think back over the past 10 years and the journey and path that you have created and carved out for yourself. You know, many of us went through amazing transformations as we woke up to question much of what we had been programmed to believe. With our newfound clarity, we attended workshops, seminars. Some of us became healing practitioners. We honed our skills as angel readers, as tarot readers, as we forged ahead in new areas that opened new opportunities and connections for us. These very new and synchronistic meetings gave us new pieces of the puzzle to not only expand on what we were learning anew, but also to transmute and transform anything that was not of love, forgiveness, and light. You know, many of us then went on to establish healing centers, radio programs. We wrote books. We posted videos on YouTube about ourselves and our business as we stepped up to share our newfound knowledge with others and to really, truly make a difference on this planet. Each time we shared our passion with others, the light on the earth grew a little bit brighter and it gained more strength. And as we gained more conviction in ourselves and in our passion, one of the results was that we honored ourselves and consciously decided to disconnect from anyone or anything that was draining our energies. In many instances, in order to step on our new path of consciousness in the first place, many of us broke away from our families in order to follow our own path of enlightenment that was so very different from what we saw around us. It is here that the Posse of Angels wishes to congratulate us all for the conscious cleansing and inner clearing work that we've addressed so diligently. You know, each time we let go of something that was not in direct alignment with our resonance of love and light and who we are, it cleared the path for us to find our way back home to our divine, eternal natures. As we cleared our attachment to illusions and whatever programming we chose to hang on to, we found ourselves being less reactive and triggered and more focused on just holding a state of grace, regardless of the circumstances. And we have had lots of tests along the way over the past 10 years. These tests came in the form of honoring ourselves in love relationships, in doing work that was in alignment with who we are, by breaking addictive, destructive habits, and respecting our emotional and physical wellness by nourishing our bodies with clean, whole foods and activities that enhanced and did not diminish our light. Each of these steps were like little quizzes for us to be tested on as we advanced forward to finally be presented with our greatest test of all, which was revealed to many of us over the past 8 to 12 weeks. And that is precisely what the Posse of Angels is speaking about when they say, "So, did you pass your test?" For instance, I have a client who had not seen her family for over a year, and with the news that her mom's health was declining, she decided to go back to visit her family. She said that when she arrived to stay at her parents' home, the negativity was so thick that her intuitive sight could see it as a dark, sticky glue that was attached to everything. Over the next week, even though the majority of the family presented bitter, pessimistic, judgmental, and unforgiving energies, my client was able to rise above it, hold her grace and light, and not be reactive, and play into the drama as she allowed their comments or actions not to diminish her own light. By holding her state of grace and practicing the art of allowance, she did not get sucked into the family arguments and the dramas and the ongoing bickering, and only showed up as light. You know, when she came back, I suggested that she spend lots of time in nature, take salt baths, and sage herself, as with her being so compassionate and loving that some of her family's negative energies affected some part of her. In our session together, she said that what she had garnered from her trip back to her family was just how far she had come in only seeing people as divine, no matter what they were going through, and no matter how they acted, and to bless and love them for exactly where they chose to be on their journey of life. Now, another client of mine experienced her husband leaving her and their children for another woman 4 months ago. Over this period, our counseling sessions and her extraordinary ability to remain in a state of grace, honor, and respect for her husband has seen her attend to the myriad of responsibilities associated with the dissolution of a marriage, and she has kept her grace. What is most remarkable is she has chosen to rise above it and stay centered in her divine, eternal nature. She's remained calm, peaceful, loving, and most of all, compassionate for her ex, as she has been able to just hold the light. Her one concern was that after almost 20 years together, that they could no longer be friends, as he was with another woman. When I brought it to her attention that she had a wonderful friendship with her ex, she queried, "How can this be possible?" I went on to explain that by being kind and considerate, compassionate and loving, honorable and respectful over the past 4 months, she had established that she was his best friend and that she was the best friend she could possibly be, and therefore only had a wonderful friendship, and it was not attached to who her husband was with or not. This was truly an aha moment for my client, and she was able to drop all expectations and attachments to her husband's choice of whether to be a reciprocal friend back to her. This was truly liberating and gave her a great sense of freedom as she released the burden of all expectations. She definitely passed her final test. These final tests for us have come in to show us just how far we have connected to our divine eternal natures, and to demonstrate if we are going to bring only positive energy onto our path of new, powerful beginnings. The Posse of Angels wishes for us to really focus on our state of grace and our positive, unflinching energy, as this will generate limitless connections and opportunities for us to experience the same and more. by remaining peaceful and unattached to drama and other people's stories, we allow ourselves only to reside in the present moment, or the nanosecond of the now, as I call it, and this opens us up to boundless potentials that are made available for us to experience and the fulfillment of the intention of our desires. With these expanded pathways opening up for us, how will we ever be able to choose which paths are right for us? Here come the posse of angels. They're chiming in, and they're reminding us that as long as we allow our intuition and the whisperings of our hearts and the excited feelings in our soul to be our guide, we truly cannot put a foot wrong. This is so because what you will be experiencing has nothing to do with your external world and everything to do with what you are creating with your energy from within. No longer affected by outer forces, we have graduated from our tests and step into the role of the mighty, divine, powerful beings that we are. In many ways, it does not matter what path you choose, as with your stepping into your divine power, each path then becomes an expression of your multidimensional nature and what energies, joy, bliss, creativity, and passion that you will bring to it. This, listeners, this, my dears, is coming home to who we divinely are and have been all along as we pass those tests to see if we would finally see just how magnificent, how powerful, and how beautiful we truly are in that state of divine grace. Before we go on to speak more of these new powerful beginnings that are coming for many of us, let's go to the phone lines and continue our conversation. 360, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Washington State. And that is a big sigh from Lori. What's going on in your life, Lori?
I just have a bunch of bills that, you know, the insurance, problems with insurance coverage. Now they're telling me that I waited too long and now they won't cover any of it. And I mean, I didn't even ask for it. You know, it was kind of forced upon me, these bills. And then this apartment place I rented, they totally discriminated against me and they lie. They said that I left the apartment dirty and in poor condition, which was dirty. And when I moved in, they hadn't cleaned it, period. Mm-hmm. And I took a lot of pictures and then I had to move from there. I was kind of driven out and then I had to move into another slumlord place and they don't want to do any maintenance, and I want to move, and that's just everything's so overwhelming.
Everything does sound to be overwhelming. One of the reasons, Lori, everything is overwhelming is because your energies inside are so low. There has to be some way in which you can turn your energies around to be more light, more bright, more loving, particularly more loving to yourself, and more in gratitude and appreciation. This is very difficult when all around you seems to be a reflection of the energies inside of yourself. This is quantum physics, which is like attracts like. So what we're going to be speaking about is how you can change the energies inside of yourself. First of all, with the discriminating against you,
mm-hmm.
I want you to say thank you for blocking this apartment from me, because everything happens for our highest good. You just can't see it. a lot of the times we have no idea how the angels protect us.
Yeah.
But everything happens for our highest good. So, in your time of quiet meditation, I want you to spend at least 10 or 15 minutes every single day. If you want to light a candle, you don't have to light a candle. If you want to call in your angels, you don't have to do anything else, but just center on your breathing and center on your divine heart and bring in that love of a higher source. Some people call it God, universe, source, higher self, whatever, angels, spirit guides, whatever you want to align with. And I want you to say, thank you, God, for always looking after me. My eyes are limited, and I may not be able to see how you are protecting me, how you are providing for me, and how you lovingly look after me. But I just have to say thank you for always providing, guiding, and protecting me, Lord. That's number one. If you keep saying that over and over and over again in that 10 to 15 minutes, you will feed your energies and you'll make them go up. You'll make them rise. You'll be abundant. Okay, so that's number one. I want you to say, then, somewhere in that 10 or 15 minutes, I mean, you can sit longer. I mean, some people feel so good when they feel the angel's arms wrapping around them and they feel that connection with God. Some people, you know, sit for a further time, 20 minutes, 25, maybe a half an hour. I want you to say, thank you, God, for always providing for me in whatever way, shape, or form you show me is most beneficial. And let my eyes be open to the way that you will provide for me. I want you then to thank God for your blessings and be in gratitude and appreciation for exactly what you have. Because we cannot be given more if we are not in appreciation for what we have already.
Okay.
This alone, I can already feel your energies starting to rise. I can already feel your energy. It's like you're letting go. The posse of angels are saying to you, Lori, why would you want to carry this burden? Please let go of this burden. It's not for you to carry. And they're saying, little Lori, they're shaking their finger at you like your little girl. Little Lori, stop trying to figure it out because it's not yours to figure out. That's God's, and that's the angel's providence. God figures it out and tells the angels how to administer as his messengers to us. Stop trying to figure it out. All you need to do is turn up to be that expectant, wide-eyed, wonderful little Lori that you are. You're a child of God, and as a child of God, you will be provided for. Maybe not in the way that you want, but in the way that you need. But you need to say thank you more for your blessing, and you need to say thank you for always protecting me and looking after me. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out from our lovely little Lori.
Thank you.
You need to be more of a friend to yourself. The angels are loving you. They're wrapping their arms around you. They're filling you with hugs and kisses. And they're saying, please, hug and kiss yourself. Be a friend to yourself. When was the last time you really nurtured yourself? And I'm not talking about spending any money, you know, perhaps taking a bubble bath, perhaps walking out in nature and speaking to the animals and the fairies and connecting with the beautiful trees and the leaves and this autumn weather that we have now. And seeing the grace of God all around you. That's free and it's available to everyone. You need to be a good friend to yourself, Lori. Okay, let's go and see what comes out for our lovely, lovely Lori today. Oh, my gosh. The first card that comes out for you is peace. Peace of mind. Peace in your heart. Peace knowing that you're a child of God. Release. Anything else that is burdening you down. This is the the endings card and the new beginning card. So they're saying that once you really change your thought processes and you really steep yourself in gratitude and appreciation, it's just going to be so beautiful for you, Lori, how you're going to fly. Your angel's wings are all knotted up and constricted because you want to control the way life gives to you. Let go so that your angel wings can spread and fly out. There's a new beginning coming up for you, the Six of Pentacles. Look at that. You are not open to receive. God has wanted to give to you in so many different ways. The angels have been knocking on your door, but you have had that door closed because you're only expecting to be given in a certain way. They want you to open up to receive in all ways, shapes, or forms. Be soft, be yielding, be receptive. Again, thank you. Thank you for always providing for me, dear God. And I am so protected and guided and loved, and I love my life, and I'm just so lucky. I'm just so lucky to be blessed. The next card is divine guidance. This is the Hierophant card. This is bringing your spiritual knowledge to the fore and truly living it. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Lori. I'm sending you so much love and so much peace. And know that you're a divine child of God and that He does look after each and every one of us and protects and He guides and He just cherishes and adores us. And your challenges and your struggles that you are experiencing now are some of the greatest blessings in your world. It's just that you need to change your perspective. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sending you so much love. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to our lovely little Lori. And that would be helpful for each and every one of us when we see ourselves in times of strife, when we see ourselves in times of struggle and challenge. Let go as if you're a little child. Bring yourself back to that little child of God and say, I know that I'm a child of God, and all I need to do is to show up and to know that I will be guided, protected, cherished, and adored just as I am, and let go of the how and the when of that happening. Let's go to our next caller, 646. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi, Candy. It's Helena.
Hello, lovely Helena. How are you?
Been feeling like I've definitely been failing the test, and been a rough few weeks, and I guess I don't even want to talk about it in public, but it's, just wondering if there's any guidance, please.
Oh, has this been, don't get into specifics, that's fine, we don't have to know specifics. Has this been with a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a lot of the time, what I've been hearing over the past 8 to 12 weeks is that people from our past are coming back, or if they are in our life now, they're becoming more prominent. It's like if we have a grain of sand in our shoe and we're walking along, we probably wouldn't notice, you know, if we came back from the beach and there was one grain of sand in there. It probably wouldn't irritate us. But if that grain of sand was, a good-sized pebble, we would probably feel the irritation of it and then for us to do something about it. Well, the relationships that have come back in are like those good-sized pebbles in our shoe, and we really do have to do something about it now. And if we don't do something about it now, the fulfillment of our dreams won't come in as clear and as extraordinary and as limitless and boundless as we want them to come in. So in many cases, just like our first caller, Crystal, she heard the Posse of Angels speak about possible marriage in her last reading, and now she brings this guy to herself, but he's not really quite what she's thinking about for marriageable, gentlemen. And it's important for us to have the contrast in our lives to see just how far we've come and what we will allow ourselves to give away. And in so many cases, because we are so giving and we are so nurturing and we are so enabling, that many of us have given our power, our time, our money, our sinew, our souls, our mental capacity, everything over to help others to the light. And it's really time now to draw a line in the sand and to establish boundaries. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Helena. The first card that comes out is the Queen of Cups. Now, this is a very loving card, but it's a card that also says, Helena, that you know exactly what to do. Why do you think you're second-guessing yourself? Your intuition is spot on, by the way.
Okay.
Why do you think you're second-guessing yourself?
I don't know.
The only reason we would be second-guessing ourselves, well, not the only reason, one of the reasons we would be second-guessing ourselves is we don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. Where we don't want to be seen in a certain light. But every time we're not 100% open and honest and transparent and authentic with ourselves, something in us dies. It's not the exact representation of who you are. They want you to be strong. I'm going to my goddess cards, and I'm going to pull a goddess card for you.
Okay.
Helena, it's time for you to stand up for yourself to communicate exactly what you need to communicate. Regardless of anyone else, there is only what you desire. See what goddess card comes out for you. this is Freya, F-R-E-Y-J-A, and it reads, be bold, take risks, be daring, unleash your adventurous side.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to be who you are, to step up. Turn the mirror back on yourself. That's what they're saying. The next card for you is the Two of Pentacles. Take what you should be doing, you ought to be doing, and you have to be doing out of the equation and start having more fun.
That's actually been hard.
It's only hard. Well, there's that little child in you. Allow little Helena to come out. What does she want to do? She doesn't want to do anything that's hard. She wants to do things that are playful and fun, that make her giggle.
Yeah.
Now, this has been a very difficult thing for many of my clients to hone in at, as they've never allowed this before. Fun for me is different from fun for you. But certainly, you're not going to find it unless you address it, and you're not going to allow yourself to enjoy, to be blissful. It could be going for a walk along the beach. That could be doing some, doing interpretive dancing. That could be painting a picture. That could be taking up a new instrument. For instance, with these new beginnings, I am so excited about taking harp lessons. I'm going to be learning the harp.
Nice.
I am skilled in the piano. I took piano lessons for many, many years, about 15 years of my life. But there's something in me that needs to nourish my soul by doing this. They're saying, for you to allow yourself to find that something that's going to make your heart sing and that's going to help you be creative and not just creative, but fun and to play. And this is a really, really important reading because the next card, the Queen of Swords, comes out. Your heart knows exactly what it needs to do in order to benefit your feeling wonderful at this stage, comfortable. Let's go to the Goddess cards and pull out one for you as well. You, along with our lovely little Lori and lovely little Helena, you need to align yourself with the Goddess within. I love the card. Mother Mary comes in. And every time Mother Mary comes in, she wants you to be compassionate. She wants you to be forgiving. She wants you to be merciful with you. She wants you to expect a miracle because there are always miracles in front of us. Those that receive miracles expect them. Like attracts like. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Helena.
It has. Thank you.
Okay. Sending you so much love, sweetheart. Take care of yourself. And don't worry so much and go and play.
Okay. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Let's go to our next caller. 858. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. It's Lori. Hi, Candy.
Hi. How are you?
Great, thank you so much, and sending love to all the other callers as well.
That's
I'm headed this weekend. Everything's been resonating with me, all the callers, and I didn't catch all the show either. It wasn't coming on. But I've been kind of searching late in life for my path and have been, I would say, learning various things, and I don't know if I'm just lazy or if I, there's something that I find something that I question in the things that I've been learning. I've been learning various things, and I've found this other thing that I'm going into this weekend, and I'm hoping that this is something that will not just be a waste, you know, and but I also feel that there are other things pulling me in other directions too, the things that I used to have passions for, the playful kind of things. I did a life drawing class last Sunday that I was so nervous. It's been decades since I picked up a pencil, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to keep the path is so zigzag. I keep going all over the place, and I'm wondering, you know, is that okay? I don't know what, or am I not focused enough? Am I supposed to just dabble in things, and or
okay.
am I supposed to be doing something
right.
meaningful?
There's everything. If it makes your heart sing, and it brings you joy, then it's meaningful, because you're here to love, and you're here to have joy, and you're here to experience, you know, all things. But one thing that you said was, if it's not late, you know, if it's too late for you to discover these things, and it's perfect timing for you. A lot of what you said is very analytical, what you should be doing, what you're supposed to be doing, what you have to be doing. And I think the most important part of all of this is that that you really allow yourself to let go and stop analyzing it and just live in the present moment, have your intentions, and let go of the how and the when of that happening. People say, I think I failed because I'm not a metaphysical teacher. You can be the most metaphysical teacher and be a car mechanic. Or you can, be the most metaphysical teacher and be doing something which is 180 degree opposite, supposedly, from that. But, to to exemplify and shine a light on those beautiful spiritual qualities. We don't have to be doing anything. It's whether you allow the joy in your heart to come out and to allow yourself to have fun. The having fun is allowing yourself to play. Ask the angels. Angels shine.
I'm very excited for this weekend. It does feel more playful and not so ritualistic, and I feel like, but being present is, I heard that that's going to be important, and being ADD, I've had difficulty being totally present, I think, my whole life.
All you need to do is not put labels on it.
Prepare myself.
Not put labels on it and just allow. That's one of the things that they're saying. The first card that's coming out for you is the World card. This is a culmination of everything that you've known. Things are coming full circle for you, and you're right. Things will be opening up that are more playful for you. The King of Cups certainly is saying it's safe to trust and it's safe to be yourself, to allow yourself to really come into who you are. And allow that playful spirit to come out. And the Moon card is saying that this full moon that's coming out on the 6th will really shine a light for more of us on how we can step forward and be playful. The Moon card, the Goddess card for you that I'm going to be choosing, this one is Home, Vesta. It says not only your home situation is improving, but this is coming home to yourself. That's what the Posse of Angels are saying. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you. All your messages. Okay, thank you.
I'm sending you lots of love. Take care.
Thank you so much, Kenny.
Bye-bye.
Love to all of you. Bye.
Bye. We have time for one more caller. Let me see. Let's go to 917. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Ashiel. How are you?
I'm well, lovely Ashiel. How have you been?
I'm good. I'm still in the, place of faith and positive, so I'm good when it comes to that. I think I told you that last time I spoke to you. So
yes.
I'm good. I'm just letting the universe do whatever it has to do because it's up to them now. So when it comes to that, I'm great. I have no problem with that anymore. But my question to you today is regarding my younger brother,
okay.
Who lives in Canada now. And we had a great relationship. And I spent, years in my life trying to help him out also, to move forward in his career. But recently, since like last summer, there have been some changes. I don't know, there's something going on that I can't really put my hands on it.
Yeah.
And he's becoming, he texts me, he's going to call me, he doesn't call, it's been going on for a little while now, and I don't know exactly what's going on. It's because it's him and I care about him, but usually the way I am now, when somebody does that to me now, I just get them out of my life and move forward. So I don't know.
Ashiel, this is a perfect example of the topic that the Posse of Angels was speaking about today, which is, so did you pass your test? Because of the massive changes that you have gone through spiritually, you are now seeing your brother in a whole different light, as many of us are seeing our families, through the eyes of love, forgiveness, light, and grace. And all you need to do is to honor, respect yourself, put up boundaries, and allow him to walk his journey. That is the strongest message that the Posse of Angels are bringing forth. Let's go to the cards with only about 2 minutes left and see what comes out for lovely Ashiel. The Knight of Swords is coming out. This is for things that are going to happen quickly, sudden changes. And the sudden change in relation to what you are speaking about is your change within yourself. In the past, you might have given over your time, your energy, your money, your sinew, your very soul to help your brother or to accept, maybe honor or a dishonor or disrespect. But now it's time to let that go and to only stand in your divine light and your grace and just hold the light and bless him for where he is along his journey. this situation doesn't serve you at all. Release your attachment to the outcome and just hold the light within inside of yourself. And then this will provide the Ace of Wands, which is a new opportunity for you to just step forth and to be the beautiful light that you are, and just hold that state of grace. Put your heart's true desires into what you want, and then just hold the light for others. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It was, because that's exactly how I was thinking. I told myself, I've done enough. It's time to worry about me now.
Yes, perfect. Enough. It's time to turn the mirror back on myself. So I'm sending you so much love and light, Ashiel. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of my callers. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you for hanging in there with me. Blog Talk Radio, I understand, had a great deal of problems, you know, the first part, and thank you for hanging in there. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com, and that's C-A-N-D-Y. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website on www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person, locally in Los Angeles, or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over phone using Skype, call over the computer, call 831-277-3716, or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to you all. Bye.
we do see some of those comments in the chat room. What?
There wasn't any comments that I could say.
Really?
No, I wasn't getting in.
Even afterwards?
I looked at the end of the show before you finished, but it was like when you were signing off.
Yeah.
There was nothing there.
Okay. One woman said, and this is why I don't leave the chat room. This is why I just, I do what I do, and I'm not going to
be swayed
in what I do. So one woman says, a lot of negative callers. I've noticed that with my angel reading that there's been a lot of negative people this week, a lot of negativity coming up this week. And then Rihanna, who's flying with angels group Infestor group on Facebook, she said she's been listening to the show. She gets the same wonderful, channeled message. It's a beautiful channeled message she gets on saying over and over and over again to the people. And it's like Lily was saying, it's always the same thing with Candy, the show always starts with the same thing, just a different client pitch that she gives, testimonials. She says, she ought to talk more about her private life. And I remember when Doreen Virtue, was speaking more about her private life, that a lot of people that I knew were saying, I hate Doreen Virtue. She's such an eye specialist. She says, when Michael and I were in Spain and when we were here and the angels and we were there and, so much of it just showing off about her money and blah, blah, blah. So you can't please all the people all the time. I don't have to rationalize or justify. The reason I bring up those client pitches is because they have something to
There's a relevant message
in that. And I don't want to talk about my private life. Did you see the person in there? Did she move to Hawaii yet?
I don't understand.
She mentioned that.
That's one of the reasons why I mentioned not to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
She
may be moving to Hawaii. Blah blah blah. And so it's like I don't want people knowing my personal life. It's like
That's why I was even reluctant for you to mention about Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else mentioned something about Hawaii. And go, I'm getting all these references to Hawaii. I'm going. So, and talk about it after the fact. Then you can talk about, 3 years ago, I went through some changes, and this happened, and that happened, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm getting all these references to Hawaii. And then for the next year, nothing happened. Do I think that what I was feeling was wrong? But then the following year, what happened was blah, blah, blah. And it turned out this way. So when we get references about something, our brain automatically thinks logically that, it must mean this.
Yeah.
Or it could mean any one of 100 or 1,000 different ways.
Yeah.
It could be a trip to Hawaii. It might be someone who lives in Hawaii now who is going to be a great help to me or become a friend or whatever. You don't know what it's in relation to, in connection. But it's only in hindsight. So it's like read the sign, I'll take that on board and I'll see how it's going to play out. And then I'll just continue to let go. Because you never know how things are going to play out. But then what happened was the following year, we moved to Hawaii. But we were there for a particular project that lasted 6 months, which has become a very important part of my life. It doesn't mean that I'm living there permanently, So I think that in the future there will be a story to tell, but only in hindsight,
Yeah.
I'm
going. Where are you going?
X-ray.
Oh, that's right. You're going first. I love you, bye. See you later. What time did you do that around?
1:45 x-rays and 1:30.
open that for half an hour. So it's 4:45, then 1:15, you can drop it. Then it's half down, it's 1:45. So I might be back by 2.
Christy and I was going to go by 2:30. Oh, well. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. I know.